Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting new features in Penpot 2.6, especially design tokens. It's a game changer.
Design tokens? I've heard the buzz, but break it down for me. What are they exactly, and why should designers care?
Think of them as the DNA of your design system. They store core values like colors, spacing, typography, all the visual elements that make your product your product. Consistency is key, right?
Right. So instead of manually tweaking every button or text box, you define these tokens once and apply them everywhere.
Exactly. It's like having a single source of truth for your design. In the video, Hans uses the example of a button with black text on a white background. Those black and white values are your tokens. They can be reused across your entire design, ensuring everything looks and feels cohesive.
Got it. But he mentioned different levels of tokens, global, alias, and semantic. What's the deal with that?
Great question. Global tokens are your raw values, like a specific shade of green. Alias tokens connect those raw values to your design system, like color primary default, if that green is your main brand color. Semantic tokens add context. So, button primary background would be that same green, but specifically used for primary button backgrounds.
So it's all about getting more specific and intentional with your styles.
Precisely, and it's powerful. This multi-level approach makes theming on branding so much easier. Imagine switching between light and dark modes, or even different brand styles, with a single click. Design tokens make it happen.
Okay, color me intrigued. How does this actually work in Penpot?
Penpot 2.6 has a dedicated tab for managing themes and token sets. You create your tokens, define their values, and then apply them directly to elements in your design. The example in the video walks through creating a global set, then alias tokens for light and dark themes, and finally, semantic tokens for specific components like buttons.
I see. Interesting. He also mentioned using mathematical operations within tokens. That sounds advanced.
It is, but incredibly useful. You can define a base dimension, say 4, and a scale of 2, then use those to create other spacing or border radius values. So a small border radius could be base minus scale 2. Medium could be base times scale 8. And large could be medium times scale 16. It creates this dynamic relationship between your values.
Wow, that's clever. So changing the base value automatically updates everything else. No more tedious manual adjustments.
Exactly. And the coolest part? Penpot uses a JSON format for tokens, which you can import and export. So you can manage your tokens in a code editor, make bulk changes, and easily share them across projects.
I was just about to ask about sharing. This JSON thing sounds like a game changer for collaboration. But how about managing multiple brands or themes? That seems like it could get complicated.
Penpot handles that with themes. A theme can combine multiple token sets. So you could have a dark theme that includes your global tokens, dark mode alias tokens, and any other specific tokens you need. Switching between themes updates all the associated tokens across your design.
This is making a lot of sense now. So you have your individual tokens, then sets, then themes that combine those sets. It's a really structured approach to design systems.
Yes, and Penpot even handles potential conflicts. If you import tokens that already exist, it overrides them intelligently, preserving your other settings. It's a smooth and efficient workflow.
This is definitely something I need to dive into. I'm excited to see how this can streamline my design process.
Me too. Design tokens are a game changer, and Penpot 2.6 makes them accessible and powerful. Check out the video for a full walkthrough and be sure to explore the documentation. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.